Hello and welcome to this second bonus edition of Ego. When I say second edition, I mean really second musical memories edition. We put out an episode in July, I believe, where me, Stuart, Paul and Nick recorded memories of songs. Now, the song isn't the important bit in what I want. I want the memories that listening to that song evokes. It was a really good last episode, and I'm hoping this episode will be just as insightful. The songs also will make it into the Ego playlist on Spotify and Apple Music. So, without further ado, I'm going to hand you over to Lord Luke Rowe.
Hello, this is Lord Luke Rowe. Craig has asked us to give you two songs that transport us back to a significant time in our life. So, I am going to share that with you this evening. I was drinking Foster's this evening, as per usual. My first song is from the Marshall Mathers LP by Eminem, and it is Kill You. Quite a strong title. This takes me back to a time I went on holiday to Rhodes with one of my best friends, and we bought this CD at the airport. And I believe Kill You is the title track of the album. So it was, you know, the first song you get into. It was Eminem was just getting big at the time. It was, I think, his third album, but his first two weren't huge. You know, this was his, you know, big first album. And it was just amazing, really, the album. And that first track, brilliant. And it just takes me back to this holiday, because the holiday was hilarious. I think I would have been 15 or 16 at the time. Me and my friend Adam had got into a bit of trouble 2 days before we were going on holiday, where there might have been an incident where we got caught doing something we shouldn't have, and the police were called, and I was taken to hospital in an ambulance, and it was, looking back, hilarious, but at the time, not that funny. We were in quite a lot of trouble, and our parents were very mad at us, but they couldn't really punish us that much, as we were due to go on holiday, 2 days later. So, the punishment was short-lived. So we got on holiday, and as I recall, the hotel was in the middle of the complex, and there was the pools on either side. So the adults went to one pool, and me and my friend Adam and his older brother and my younger sister all went to this other pool, where we were basically left to our own devices. And hilarity ensued. We got into some more trouble, where we pissed off some Germans, and Adam recalls a story a lot where I would randomly shout German gibberish at them, thinking that I could speak German and clearly couldn't. A father of a German child was very annoyed at me because I think I pushed his son into the pool. He started to shout at me. I picked up a chain that was on the floor. And then, yeah, that was about it, really. But yeah, very, very good holiday. So whenever that track comes on, takes me back to that time. Brilliant holiday. Absolutely loved it. Yeah, fun times. The next song I'm going to choose is a song called Magnetic North, by a band called Less Than Jake. Now this takes me back to, so I think it was 2002-2003. I would have been 17-ish at this point. I was a bit of a skater boy, a bit of a punk, Would have been one of my first gigs I went to, was Les and Jake. They would have been promoting their album called Borders and Boundaries at the time, and this is again the first track on the album. So put this on, and it just goes into this bass riff, and I just remember being at this gig. I'm not the tallest guy in the world. I'm about 4 foot nothing. So I've got a great advantage when being at a gig, as I can just tunnel to the front. So there I was at the front on the barrier, and this bass riff just kicks in, and it's a 300 people. Well, so the venue's not there anymore. It was called the Charlotte in Leicester. So it's 300 official 300 people venue-ish, and it felt like there was probably about 600 people in there. There was sweat dripping off the ceiling. I'm in a vest, I'm in shorts, I'm got some stupid mohawk going on. I'm just at the front, arm in the air, and it was just the best gig ever. To this day, I've been to, hundreds of gigs over my life now, and I'll always remember this gig, because it was the first. But still, that venue and that band, it was fantastic. I've seen that band at that venue since, and it was good, but it just wasn't as good as this first time. So that particular song takes me back to that gig. It was crazy. There was a great support band. The actual band themselves, after the gig, were just milling around. So they've just done a, hour-long set. Sweat as you like. Well, it doesn't matter. They are there at the bar having a beer with you afterwards, and that hasn't changed either. I've seen them in the past couple of years, and they still do that. Great band, to be fair. So that song takes me back to that 17-year-old boy in his absolute element, not really got a care in the world at that point. Young, free, and single. Enjoying life. Yeah, different time. So they're my two song choices. Hope you like them.
Hey, so it's Ryan here. Craig has asked us to talk about two songs that really had an impact on our lives. And Jesus Christ, this is really difficult. But the first one I'm going to go with is Welcome to the Black Parade by My Chemical Romance. And I could have chosen a lot of MCR songs, but Welcome to the Black Parade was like peak emo for me. I grew up when emo was massively a thing. It's kind of died a little bit now, I suppose, but still a few emos knocking about. But when I was growing up, MCR, Paramore, Fall Out Boy, Panic at the Disco before they got shit, all of those types of bands were really at that peak. And although I'd started listening to My Chemical Romance since their first album, it was The Black Parade and Welcome to That Black Parade. I think really today, it's still when that song comes on, I go back to when I was like 14, 15, 16, back into those emo days. The jumping up and down starts, the song starts busting out. I start singing it. It's such a great tune from still one of my favorite bands of all time. And yeah, MCR really just got me through a lot of shit when I was growing up. To be honest, I had a lot of crappy stuff happen to me when I was in my early teens, and The Black Parade came out as an album kind of at the right time to get me through some of that shit. And Welcome to the Black Parade in particular is such, I guess you can call it an anthem, that yeah, even to this day, I regularly listen to the whole album, still probably once or twice a month. And that track in particular, I think, is one that everyone kind of knows. So it's the one that kind of comes up more often than not on the radio when you're at like a party or stuff like that. It's not my favorite MCR track, far from it, but it's one that I had to include because of its nature, because of the album, how it impacted me. So that's my first choice. I'm still definitely an emo at heart, but yeah, that's definitely my first choice. And my second choice is completely the opposite end of
Welcome to the Black Parade, and it is When You're Gone by Avril Lavigne. Again, not the best Avril Lavigne song. I actually think her second album is the best, but this song is the song that Donna, my fiance, and I, it's our song. So when we started going out when we were like 16, and we're 27 now, so we've been going out a long time, and we're getting married next year. This, whenever this song comes on, it is our song. We're getting married next year. This will be our wedding song. So, you know, I think it came out in 2007, this song. 2007, 2008. And it's just kind of been our song. We went to see Avril Lavigne live together. She did this song. We haven't seen her since like 2008, maybe. I don't think she's really been to the UK. I want to say she has some kind of disease that she's recovering from. Anyway, new album coming out soon, I think. So hopefully she'll be back in the UK. Hopefully we can go and see her and hear this song. But it's just our song. So, you know, like any couple song, it's something that we, when it comes on, we, you know, sit and listen to it. And as I said, it will be at our wedding. Those are my two songs. But honestly, this is like one of the most difficult things ever, because although Avril Lavigne, MCR, there's some crossover there, I guess, in taste of music, certainly with Avril's earlier stuff. My taste of music is so varied, especially now. But those two songs, I guess, I was kind of that around the right age, around the same age. MCR slightly earlier. I think Black Parade came out in 2006. But as I said, I was listening to MCR since they were first formed, since the early days, right the way up until they broke up a few years ago. And Avril Lavigne the same since her first album, to be fair, but those two songs in particular are the ones that stand out for me.
Hey guys, this is Simon from Simon and Julie on Twitter. Craig's asked me to contribute a couple of songs that bring back memories and take you to a point in time, and I thought, well, I'll put my two cents in. So the first one is Spandau Ballet by Gold. It transforms me back to when I was about 6 or 7, spending loads of time and going around in stock cars with my dad, who was a mechanic. It was just all the noise and the smells and the V8 engines and everything roaring and running, me just being a little nipper with my wellies on, running around like a lunatic. Getting shouted at by all the drivers saying, "Stop messing about, Simon." But now that's one of the songs that brings back a lot of memories, and happy memories, because it's one of the few times that we used to spend with my dad and my mum together. And the other one that brings back, and more recent brings back a really, really good memory, is Wild Ones by Flo Rida. It came out in 2012, and me and Julie, we went to Florida that year for the fourth time, I think. And that song was on every time we got in the car. It was on a plane. It was just everywhere that time of year. And the reason why it brings back like a lot of memories is that is the year me and Julie finally realised that we fell in love with Florida and Orlando, so we decided to buy a timeshare that year when we was there. Yes, we did go to one of them meetings. They did give us a $120 gift card for going, but we walked away with a timeshare. There was no hard sale, so I won't go into details or anything like that, because I know a lot of people do, but it helps me go to Florida every 2 years using my timeshare. Well, that's the two main songs. I've got a couple other ones that I do bring back a few memories, and happy memories as well. Is November Rain by Guns N' Roses. It's just, that's one of my favourite songs. Because I used to play the guitar quite a few years ago now. I don't play it anymore. Probably could get it back up and running again if I wanted to. But no, and the other one was Man in the Mirror by Michael Jackson. because yeah, I was one of them kids who adored Michael Jackson. I actually still like his music now, actually. But that's just two little snippet ones. They just make me, don't take me back to a certain time, but they just give me happy memories. So I think that's it. I just pass this back over to someone else or whatever Craig's doing with it.
Watcher, this is Colin. The guys at Ego asked me to record something talking about a couple of songs that invoke a strong memory for me. So I guess songs that take you back to a specific time or place or feeling maybe. So these are mine. The first song I picked is an Iron Maiden song, which isn't a band I suppose you hear much about anymore. But they were massive. This particular time, I was about 11, so sort of finishing primary school, going, you know, between finishing primary school and starting high school. And my best mate at the time was a kid called Ben. He had an older brother called Simon. He was about 4 or 5 years older than us. So we looked up to him. We thought he was really cool. You know, I think he probably, you know, smoked cigarettes and he had posters all in, you know, all over his bedroom walls and this big record collection. And one day I persuaded him to lend me some albums, a few albums. So I'm sort of showing my age there, really, because, you know, LPs. And one of them was the Iron Maiden album, Number of the Beast. And the first track on that album is called Invaders. And this is the song that takes me back to this memory. So the memory from it really is that I took it home. I didn't have a record player. I didn't have a stereo. I was just a little kid, so I had to use my dad's stereo, which when I think about it now was absolutely huge, just this big metal box. And I had to use that and these horrible, heavy, uncomfortable earphones just in the front room while my family were all there, my mum, my dad, my sister. I was just standing there with these earphones on at this mammoth stereo, and I played the album. And I remember the track Invaders starting, and it completely knocked me sideways. I'd never heard anything like it. It was like music from, like alien music, music from outer space or something. It completely blew my mind. And I remember standing there just thinking, what's this? Like, I didn't know how to process it. It was so completely new and different. It just completely sort of overwhelmed me. It scared me a bit as well, really. It's quite sort of aggressive. I was a little kid. I was used to like top 40 music, you know, the stuff my parents played around the house. But then this was from a completely different world. But on the rare occasion that I listen to Invaders now, it immediately takes me back to that place, that time, to being in my parents' front room. I can remember the carpet, the furniture. I'm just standing there listening to it. The second record I chose is a Ramones song, and it's Sheena Is a Punk Rocker. So the strong memory I have from this is being around 15, so I suppose for me it's like 94, the kind of time when you're finishing up with high school, and you get summer, and me and my mates were all really into music, bang into music. It was, you know, massive for us, and we all loved the Ramones, still do. But Sheena Is a Punk Rocker just seemed to be on everywhere that summer, and it's a time when you're not a kid, you're not quite a kid anymore because of your age, but you're not quite an adult either. So whilst you're not a kid, you don't have the responsibility of being an adult, but you've kind of got a bit of freedom, or you feel like you have, and you just enjoy it. And that summer, Sheena Is a Punk Rocker was just around us as a group of mates all the time. Whether you went to someone's house, it'd be playing. It'd be on a ghetto blaster in the park. It'd be on your Walkman. It'd be any type of anything that felt like, well, every day felt like a party at that age. Every day felt like, you know, everything's possible. Let's have a good time. And that song was just on constant play throughout that period. So whenever I listen to Sheena as a punk rocker, which is quite a lot really, I just get an overwhelming sense of that time, of that leaving sort of childhood and slowly starting to look, you know, peer into the adult world. But at the same time, you know, you're safe. You haven't got to worry about bills or any real responsibility, however grown up you feel. And it is a good place, a good time. So Sheena is a punk rocker brings that back every time I listen to it. And that's me done. See ya.
Hello there, Craig, you angry bastard. It's Adam Sultana. Yeah, hi, it's me. Back again. So I am, as fortune would have it, in Music City. Actually, I'm not in Music City exactly. I am in the hills of Middle Tennessee, outside of Nashville, aka Music City. And so it's interesting that you asked me to do this at this fortuitous occasion. But I feel like I'm gonna mess it up, Craig. I feel like I am, because, you know, a lot of times for me, music does take me back, but like it doesn't necessarily take me back to a specific memory most of the time. Like it's like just little snippets of things. Reminds me of people, like AC/DC. Whenever I hear AC/DC, it reminds me of my dad's motorcycle. Like whenever I hear, but I'm TNT, I'm dynamite, TNT, but I win the fight. It just reminds me of my dad's throaty, loud motorcycle pipes revving, you know, because that's the kind of people we are. We ride motorcycles and we kick ass. You heard that. Watch out, England. We're coming for you on motorcycles. I don't know how. Maybe we could put jet skis on the side of them or something. We'll figure it out. Anyway, so I got stuff like that. And, you know, I got, just little things. But I'm going to try and do this. You know, I don't know how long it'll be, Craig, but I'm going to try and do this. So I think for my first song, I'm going to choose Crash by Dave Matthews. Okay, like you know Crash. If you don't know Crash, then screw you. I don't know why I said that. I'm sorry. But Crash is a great song. And it's the one where it's like, you've got your ball, you've got your chain, tied to me tight up again. Who's got their claws in you, my friend? Into your heart, love, beat again. Anyway, I'm not gonna keep singing it. You know, I could keep singing it, because you can hear I'm really good, but I'm not going to. So what does Crash remind me of? Now, it's weird because this song, when I met the person I'm about to describe, the song was not out yet. I think it was another year or two later, somewhere around that. But Crash reminds me of just teenage love, you know, the feelings that you have as a young boy, you know, blossoming into a man. Do boys blossom into men, or do they just fucking become men? I don't know. Anyway, so there was this girl in high school, and I used to describe her as the first girl I ever loved. And as I got older, I realized it wasn't real love. It was puppy love, you know. But it feels like real love at the time. But she was in my class. I won't say her name because, God, maybe somewhere out there somebody's listening. I'll be like, I fucking know her. I know her, because there's millions of people listening to the show. And, like, it's possible somewhere out there. Anyway, let's call her. Let's not give her a name. Anyway, so I... I was in love with her, and I remember the moment. It's very cinematic in my head, because when you're that young, that's what happens to you. It's like you view things like, oh, like it was like this magical thing that happened. But we rode the bus together, and I was, I wasn't like the class clown. There were guys that were like, oh, that's the class clown. I wasn't. I was just somebody who fucked around a lot and said things that eventually became me, became funny. But I was a goofy kid, and weird more than goofy. But she rode the bus with me, and I was fucking around in the back of the bus one day as we were riding back home. And this was in the afternoon. And I remember, for some reason or another, like, I guess I dropped something or whatever. And she was sitting in the seat before me, kind of looking back. And so I reached down and grabbed whatever it was. And as I came up, I like looked into her eyes, and I, in my head, it was like cinematic, like, oh, like angels were flying around her and that kind of, you know, lame shit. But when I think of like Crash, like I can hear that song in the background when I think of that moment, you know, when I think about her, not that I think about it that often, but you know. But it's a really good song, so, you know, reminds me of her sometimes. So that's one. And the other, I apologize, but this one's going to be more vague. So the other one is Smashing Pumpkins 1979. And that's the one that's like, dun, 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 dun. It's like, tanks down 1979. Cool kids never had the time. Don't know any lyrics of this song, so I'm sorry. I apologize for that. I just felt like you could use another couple of seconds of my voice. You know, melodic. I'm in Music City, man. Like, I just went singing. Like, last two nights, I went singing. Anyway, so... 1979. So that song came out in 1997, which is when I graduated from high school. And for whatever reason, and I can't tell you why, maybe it was playing on the radio when all this went down. But for my high school graduation, I went to a party, which people never invited me to parties in high school. People don't invite me to parties now. I don't know. Maybe it's because that time I pulled out my penis in front of... You know what? Never mind. I don't know if Craig wants to air any of this. sorry, Craig. You might have to edit some stuff. But anyway, I was invited to a party. And it literally was like, I think that was the first time anyone had ever invited me to a high school party. It was a graduation party. But it was all the way out in Chalmette. And it was funny because I'm with the person. I'm staying in this house. The person who I was with. We've been friends since we were 30. I was just telling us kids we've been friends since we were 13 years old. And we go out to this place called Chalmette. And if you don't know Chalmette, it is sort of notorious in New Orleans. And you wouldn't know, most of you wouldn't know Chalmette, but it's notorious in New Orleans for being trashy. When they want to, I can't remember what Craig told me. Is it Scouser is the term that they make fun of certain people? I think from certain region. Well, Shalmation, you know, Chalmette, Dalmatian, Shalmation. That's what the, you know, people are like, oh, he's a Shalmation, you know, like kind of look down on, which, you know, anyway, it's something silly that people in New Orleans do. So we go all the way up to Chalmette, which I don't even think I'd ever been out there before, because it's pretty far out there. And we just went to this like party. And then I didn't know anybody, because it wasn't people from our high school. It was like my best friend who was taking me, his like some friend of his that graduated from a different college. And this ended up being like a 2 in the morning thing, which is not, I'd never done that before. I mean, I'd been out till 2 in the morning working at my job, but like at a party at 2 a.m.? No way. But anyway, so we went to this party out in this like super trashy area out in the middle of nowhere in Louisiana. And I just remember like at one point we went to some trashy diner to get eggs. That was about 2 in the morning, you know, and the guy whose party it was had a hot older sister that, well, believe me, I didn't talk to. I was far too petrified of women. I still am. Women scare the shit out of me. Like, I'll fight any dude, but women absolutely terrify me. And it's really, really sad for a man my age. Anyway, but that 1979, just, I guess the reason that that song applies is just like, it just reminds me of sort of the wonder of youth, you know, riding the streets at night and not knowing what's going to happen. I don't even know if that, I don't know what that song's about, to be honest with you, but that's how it feels to me, you know, which is a weird thing about music. Like, I don't know what the song's about, but this is how it feels, you know, there you go. Anyway, thank you, Craig, for asking me to do this. Hope I didn't ruin it for you. Maybe I have to re-record. I don't know. But I love you, and I miss you, you angry bastard. So cue the music, Craig.
Good days, bad days, just take them as they come along. Well, I say, you say, don't even matter to me. Smiling on the other side, smiling on the other.
and just end with cue the music.